On the morning of April 29th, news helicopters circled a charred field in Salem Township, Westmoreland County, where just hours before a pipeline had exploded. It was the Texas Eastern Transmission Pipeline. When he got there, the heat from the flames was so hot, local fire chief Bob Rosati had to stay in his truck.
Now, that was the biggest fireball I've ever seen in my life. Thank God it was in a rural area where we're at, and it didn't pose that much of a problem. It could have been a lot worse if we were in a more populous area.
There was one person injured. 26-year-old James Baker was in his house a few hundred feet away from the blast. He was badly burned and his house destroyed. Investigators think external corrosion on the pipe caused the blast, but they're still investigating. The explosion comes as the federal government is trying to make transmission pipelines like the Texas Eastern safer, and also while the country is building more pipelines. The Department of Energy predicts Pennsylvania and Ohio will nearly double their natural gas production by the year 2030. So companies in the region are building more natural gas transmission lines, which carry gas at high pressure across long distances. Many in the path of these new pipelines are asking if they should be worried about accidents like what happened in Salem Township. At a public meeting a few weeks after the explosion, officials from Spectra Energy, which owns the Texas Eastern, addressed a roomful of sometimes angry residents. Here's company representative Devin Hotzel.
We're here sincerely. We want to answer these questions. We know there's questions. We may not have all the answers tonight because this is an ongoing process.
Many in attendance were used to living near pipelines and other gas infrastructure. Lisa Seguina leases out her land for around $20 a year to a company that stores gas under her property.
They need to do this safer. They need to find a safe way to move gas. I understand we need it. We need energy. I understand we need to frack. I get that. But there's safe ways to do it.
Seguina said what upset her the most was the fact that it took almost an hour for the company to shut off the gas in the pipeline after the explosion.
It was because they had to drive 15 miles to get to a valve to shut this off. So they said they first recognized that there was an issue, and then someone had to drive 15 miles to shut this valve off.
Spectra officials declined to be interviewed for this story, but in an email, a spokesman says the industry standard is to shut off pipelines within an hour of any incident. They also stressed that this pipeline met all federal inspection rules, including an inside-the-pipe inspection in 2012. Pipeline companies like to point out they are statistically safer than alternatives, like railroads or trucks. And the overall trend is that they've gotten safer over the past few decades. And yet, over the past 10 years, more than 300 serious pipeline incidents have resulted in 132 deaths, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation. And these accidents can often take place close to where people live. In fact, Rebecca Craven of the Watchdog Pipeline Safety Trust says there's no minimal setback for pipelines from homes and buildings established by the federal government.
There are situations where new pipelines are going through, and even with the ability to move away from a house or a group of houses, they are choosing to run a straight line and go close to those houses simply because it's cheaper or because there's a wetland that they'd have to get a wetland permit to go through.
Just down the road from where the Salem Township explosion happened, Rob Brown could be living very close to one of these pipelines soon. Dominion Transmission wants to put a large natural gas pipeline just down the hill from his back door.
It's about, I think, 200 feet.
When Brown first heard about the pipeline, he thought about moving, but then decided against it. The company says its pipelines are safe. But Brown says news of the explosion jolted him and raised the alert of people in this suburban neighborhood.
Something like that happens to a neighbor, the word spreads. It's not safe. There's definitely a risk.
The federal agency in charge of pipeline safety recently proposed new rules that may protect areas like Brown's neighborhood. The Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, or PHMSA, came out with the rules in response to a major explosion in San Bruno, California in 2010 that killed 8 people. As the rules are currently written, pipelines in densely populated areas undergo the most stringent safety inspections. But the feds are proposing to add protections for suburban and less populated areas, too, and add more pressure testing for older lines. A separate rule could mandate more use of automatic shutoff valves, which would have stopped the Salem Township fire sooner.
You know, it's a very deliberate, incremental process.
Stacy Girard is former chief of pipeline safety at PHMSA and now works as a consultant. She says any new rule must pass a cost-benefit analysis. If the overall costs of imposing a rule outweigh the benefits from, say, avoiding property damage, injuries, even death, the government can't pass it. Girard says that makes imposing safety regulations tough.
You know, there's things that actions, improvements that the agency would like to make that if they can't come out with a positive analysis, it won't make it into the rule. So there's no, you know, waving a magic wand and saying, okay, we're going to get this, all the improvements that we would like in this new rule. It's just not possible.
PHMSA did not respond to interview requests for this story. Girard says most pipelines were built in places that once were rural and now are more developed. According to Girard, more than 12,000 schools in the U.S. are now within 1,000 feet of a major natural gas transmission line. Given that proximity, she said, there will always be tension between sending gas around the country and keeping people near them safe. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.